The Fraxam bill that passed the Senate's Mining Committee was pared down from the original proposal authored by Senator Tom Tiffany. In the latest version, new local regulations would not apply to existing nonmetallic mines. Tiffany says local governments could impose new rules on future mines.
This bill is very simple. It just grandfathers and it protects existing assets and property rights that people have.
But Democrat Bob Jauch says the bill favors business property rights, not those of residents near the mine, nor any potential health concerns they might have. Senator Jauch participated in the committee vote by speakerphone.
You seem to overlook the deep concern that citizens who live near these facilities have about their quality of life, about their property values, and about future problems.
The boom in frac sand mining was brought up both as a reason for the bill and also reason to oppose it. Tiffany pointed to railroads and other companies that are profiting indirectly from frac sand.
Businesses across the spectrum, not just sand mines, aggregate producers, benefiting from this great growth in industry that we're having here in Wisconsin, especially western Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the nation's number one producer of sand used in fracking, a process used to extract oil and natural gas. Jauch says this shows existing local regulations have not prevented mining companies from operating. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.